Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to part two of that last podcast we just did. My name's still Mark Stevenson.
And this is Mark Vila, and this is part two of How Much Does It Cost? We're going to try to do it all in one episode, but there's so much information, so much important information, because the answer is not just how much it costs, but it's the details and why you're going to invest that much or not.
Yeah, and we could have left it in one podcast, but we decided we didn't want you to have to quit your job to listen to it because it was pretty long. So I think there's a lot of great information in part two, and you're gonna get the same breakdown of what the printer is, the pros and the cons, as you did in the first one.
Yeah, great. Well, let's get into it. Yeah, I mean, and in life, in period, everything is an economy of trade-offs. There's no perfect house. There's no perfect car. There's no perfect way to print a t-shirt. You have to find the one that's the most perfect for you and be okay with some of the cons that aren't quite what you want.
Yeah. Or you balance it out, like you mentioned, the smallest Sawgrass is maybe $600 or $700. You could add that to a white toner transfer bundle.
Yeah.
You could do a cutter. So if somebody just wants one color, they want a big design, maybe you could use the cutter as well.
Yeah.
So,
I would.
You've got a nice balance.
Yeah. This straight up advice from seeing so many businesses and having been in this industry for, I don't even know how many years now, 15 years. If you get a white toner print, get more than one thing.
Yeah.
Get more than one thing. Combine two things, you get both of the pros of both of them, and then you can figure out which one of your customers needs what. Or combine the technologies together. If you get a white toner printer, you should get a cutter or a sublimation printer too.
Having said that, I mean, honestly, like if, and this bears out in the numbers for how many of these we sell. If you can only get one piece of equipment, and you want to be in custom t-shirts doing full color, this is a fantastic choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any one of these printers will produce great results.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you get yourself more than one technology, you're going to be happier in the long run. And eventually you will get another piece of technology, because I think when we've surveyed our customers last, like 80-something% have more than one piece of technology in their shop for various reasons, whether it's embroidery, printing, whatever.
In the past, that's how Cold Essie has picked what technology we should carry next, is because we used to sell just embroidery machines, and then everyone was looking into DTG printers because they want to do full color t-shirt prints. And then, we realized that people were still getting cutters. And then so this is kind of the evolution of the company as well.
Absolutely. And so it's a little bit of a marathon podcast here, but there's a lot of information. And
is it? I'm not even paying attention.
Not even tired, but we've got two categories to cover, and that will sum up really all this technology. So
let's not skip over the last con.
Oh, please.
The cost per print is higher.
Okay.
This is probably maybe the highest cost per print out of our survey here, because you are using some pretty amazing paper, to be able to, again, to apply it to anything. You're still going to make a boatload of money per shirt, but the supply in the paper is going to be higher than the other products that we talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is just part of that economy, right? When you can do more, it costs more to be able to do more. Right? It costs more to be able to do more, but then you can do more and you have more people you can sell to and more offerings you have to your customers. So there, it's just part of that economy, but that you're right. That is one of the cons, and it's not an important one to skip over. And then we talked about with the Roland stuff. This isn't a con. I mean, I guess it is, but it's just a fact. You need to know how to use graphics and have graphics software.
Oh yeah.
But that's for every single printer. So I don't even know if they're cons. It's just something that needs to be reminded, because every once in a while, we just run into folks that just, yeah, that just, they get a bit confused about that or not quite understanding it.
I think we're, and you know, I think we're so jaded to this for white toner printings, as we didn't even bring it up in a pros. There's no weeding.
Oh yeah. Okay.
You don't have to, there's no dental tools to weed the vinyl out. There's no time involved. You pull it off in a quick peel, at least at this time. And you get a fantastic, as complicated a design as you want.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes right up. It's great.
So with the sublimation printer and the digital heat effects printer, you print and then you put it on the shirt and you take it off and it's done, which is very cool. With the Roland and the GraphTech, you do have you cut or print and cut. And then there's another step in between of weeding out, removing everything you don't want to go on the shirt. And then you apply it to the shirt. So it is the ability to not to skip that step is one of the more time-taking, slowing down steps of this process. And it eliminates that. So you don't have to do that weeding, which can really slow you down. So it's a great thing for the speed. A little bit about what I mentioned earlier too, with the predictability of how quick it's going to take to do something. The McDonald's logo and the most complicated logo you've ever seen with 40 colors is the same speed to print and put on a shirt.
Yeah.
Which is a great pro, because you know how long a job is going to take without having necessarily know all the details about the job.
Right. Agreed.
Okay. Next we've got direct to garment printing.
It's a personal favorite.
Yeah, I have
more DTG shirts. I'm wearing a DTG shirt under this.
That's weird.
You know, I have more DTG shirts than anything.
DTG, and we have the DTG brand, the DTG G4, which is a beautiful piece of equipment. That's like 15 years of evolution of digital printing technology, you know, come to life. The cost of a DTG is what we said about $15,000 to $25,000 ish.
Yeah, depending on what you get with it and what you need and
what you want, and there's heat presses and supplies and all that stuff. So $350 to $600 a month financed is kind of a range on. And they get, this is like another talk
big
to
range.
A pro. Yeah, it's a talk to a pro, because you need to know what you need. Some people do need the lowest price one.
Yeah,
some people do need more expensive. You know, so you have to decide. But
now, in this case, I will say it's not a difference. There's not a variability in printers, because we're talking about basing it on the current, you know, G4. It's $15,000. That's the printer we sell. It's everything around it can be significant if you need that.
Yeah. If you want a pre-treatment machine, what type of heat press, the number of heat presses, if you want a t-shirt folding machine to go with it.
Yeah, right. That's right. We have that now.
We have that now. So the colors are amazing.
Yeah.
Can't say it well, can't even say it enough. And you get full color prints.
It's not just the colors, but I would say that, you know, on white polyester, and we've got a video that shows this, on you can print on white poly and it looks just as good as sublimation.
Mm-hmm.
You print on dark cottons and it looks just as good or better than if sublimation could print on dark cottons, which it can't. You know, so what you get is, because it's inkjet, you also get, we often call it the smoke effect. You know, when you're dealing with a transfer, you're printing on one thing and then you're heat pressing it onto a shirt. And that's for everything that we've talked about so far. So there's always an end to the transfer. Right. There's always an edge to the design. With DTG, you're jetting ink directly onto the shirt. So it's more like you're printing something with an inkjet printer at home. And so you can make smoke or flames, or you can make a design that fades away into nothing as a native part of what DTG does well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could put a micro droplet of ink in one spot to put that extra little detail in your art that you just can't do really any other way.
Yeah, it'll blow you away. It really is.
Yeah. So if you are a digital artist or you want to be able to create digital art on t-shirts, that's the best looking stuff you can make. It's just the best way to do it. I mean, I guess it's, you know, there's cons, right? There's cons just like anything, but it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's inexpensive.
Know, using the photo example is perfect. You know, take a picture of that golden retriever and, you know, it's very likely it's going to be a golden retriever when it gets to the shirt, and it'll still look fantastic.
Yeah. And all the the hairs and everything on the edge, you know, you can do that detail. Now you do need to know graphics and how to set it up. But you can get that. And the cost per print is really low.
Yeah. Super low.
Yeah. Super low, especially for the quality you're getting. The cost is so inexpensive.
You're going to spend, I mean, just as you're going to spend probably under $1 on ink, no matter what you print on a white t-shirt.
Okay.
And then black, you're going to spend, you know, usually a couple of bucks, depending on the size of the design.
Yeah. And of course, you know, if it's a really little logo, it's pennies.
Yeah, pennies.
Yeah. You know, it's a little logo, but you could do big full prints for a buck or two, you know, which is beautiful. There are some cons to discuss, right? When you're doing light colors, cotton poly blends are great. But when you get to darks, really, you want to stick with cotton.
Right. You can use, you know, we've done some tri-blends, and we actually sell, Coleman & Company sells the already pre-treated shirts that are a tri-blend that are kind of a gray or a dark gray. And you can make a print look great. You know, we're just used to seeing DTG prints pop in full color and amazing. You know, they come off the shirt at you. Where if you don't mind a muted look or a distressed look, which is most dark t-shirts, frankly, you know, they're not printing bright colors, they're printing something a little bit more muted. You can use a tri-blend shirt to great effect.
Yeah. And so that's a bit of a con. There's a limitation. You're going to want to choose your shirt carefully to get that result that we're talking about. That's mind-blowing beautiful.
Yeah. Don't print on dark poly. You know, there are people that do it, but it's a science experiment, and don't print on a cheap cotton shirt. It's just going to look cheap.
Yep. There's a reason why in the resume days, you would buy like the nice resume paper, because when somebody gets it, the paper's like, it feels good. It looks good. It's crisp. You know, that is the same with t-shirts. If you get copy paper quality t-shirts, you're going to have a copy paper quality resume. If you get a nice quality t-shirt, you're going to have a nice quality one.
Should we scent those too? Because I used to scent my resumes when I, you know, spray a little cologne. Just.
Oh, really?
Make it stand out.
You did cologne.
I didn't really do that.
Interesting. Okay. I did fresh flowers and stuff. Yeah. It is a liquid ink system. So just like we said before, liquid ink means that there's maintenance involved. It's a bigger printer too, with a specialty ink. So you're going to care for this printer daily with maintenance, even more than sublimation or your roll-in printer.
Yep.
So you're going to care for it, not hard or long, but precise and accurate type of stuff. You're going to want to do certain things during certain intervals.
Yeah. And I mean, normally it's 10 or 15 minutes a day.
10 or 15 a day. Okay. Yeah. So it's not hard, but if you're in a printing business and you're doing a good amount of t-shirt printing, you know, there's a startup and shutdown process that you'll spend 10, 15 minutes a day on.
Yep.
Good graphics becomes more key now that you're getting into better technology t-shirt printing. You're going to want to know how to run graphics and software, graphic software. You're going to need graphic software like Photoshop or Corel. Absolutely. And you're going to want to know how to use it, because your machine is so powerful and what it can do. You're not just going to want to print square pictures from a phone.
Right. Yeah. That's not what DTG is for. You're going to want to, going to want to really dress it up.
Yeah.
Okay, so the moving on to direct a film, which I was kind of surprised to say it was an afterthought, because it's a new product for us. And when we, you know, we kind of based this podcast on the article that we wrote for Coldesi, comparing these different technologies and talking about what the best printer is. When we looked at it, we realized we hadn't updated it in the past 6 months. So we had direct a film that we'd added to the product line. And so now we're editing in, and we're going to go back and update the article, so we give it a good comparison with everything else.
Yeah. And so Coldesi, we have the DTF, the Coldesi brand of printers, which is digital heat effects system. Yep. And this is a DTF transfer system rather than a white toner transfer system. And direct to film printing is essentially you're using liquid ink like the DTG, but it prints onto a clear transfer film that has an adhesive like the digital heat effects. So it's, I mean, it's not a hybrid, but in logic would kind of could say it's like that.
Yeah. And it's also, you know, it's got kind of, it's got pieces of all of these other products.
Yeah.
Right. It is kind of like a, it's based on a large format color roll printer, which is very much like the BN20. And it's got ink that, you know, prints instead of on a white vinyl to be cut out, it prints on a transfer film or PET film. And then instead of, you know, using adhesive like the marrying of A and B sheets and white toner, it runs the printed material through a powder. It's called hot melt that sticks to the printed material. And that's the adhesive that you put it on the shirt. The Coldesi brand is a high volume printer, right? So it's a 24-inch printer with two heads in it that prints this material very fast from a large roll. It takes it through the hot melt automatically, and then it goes into kind of a mini belt dryer to cure it all. Kind of like a like screen printing does. So it's a process, and it's a process worth going through because it has some super advantages.
Yeah, and it's this is a growing line of printers. So as of today, we've got one printer, the one DTF printer that's about 25,000, or about 700-ish a month, and that may change soon since it's a newer technology and it's newer to Coldesi, but right now at the time that of this research, about 25,000. So it's a larger investment, but closer to the DTG style of investment a bit more. But the pros are just really fantastic.
It's the best transfer. Fabric transfer. If you're going to produce a transfer or sell transfers or use them on a t-shirt, these are objectively the best ones.
Yeah. So the quality that, well, there's two things: the quality of the end result, what it looks and feels like in washes, the ability to print digitally, which means you can print as many colors as you want in one shot. So it's the same speed to do one color as it is to do 100, and the cost per print, and the speed at which you can print, and then the least amount of manual work from your hands. That's how we say that this is the best, because it is, it leads the pack in all of those. So it's relatively faster than everything. The final finished good is of a great quality. The way it looks is a great quality. It's very, very fast, and it's low cost as well.
Right. And when you're finished with, when you have a completed transfer, it takes about 15 seconds to apply it to a garment. Frankly, we did our first hats a couple of weeks ago. It is the best way to decorate hats.
It's the best way to decorate a hat now.
I mean, you can put it on the bill very easily. It won't crack if you run it over a seam. It's a pretty impressive product.
Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful. And now there's still embroidery out there, which is to be discussed in regards to why that has pros and cons versus ETF.
That's going
to
be another podcast.
That's a podcast. That's going
to
be another.
I got a feeling there might be some bloodshed. to figure out what the best is.
Yeah. So if we're referring to everything we're talking about on this podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. So just overall, everything that we named there are all the reasons why this is all the pros. It's just a fantastic system.
And if you're a big shop, if you're doing screen printing, this is a fantastic addition for you. If you're at the level where you need to do high volume, then this is definitely the product to you. But there are also some significant downsides.
Yeah.
Or there's some significant cons.
Yeah. And so we're just going to, just because we have to, it's a liquid system. Yeah. And there's the powder and there's a roll. So there's a complexity to the system. And as a system becomes more complex, there is proper ways to maintain that system so it's running well. So it's more complicated than a cutter.
It's not insignificant. It's more, I'd say it's more than, it's like keeping up one of the old style direct to garment printers. The DTG G4 is engineered for low maintenance.
Okay.
You know, it's got a cartridge system. It's got the vacuum platen. There are a lot of things that are reducing the normal maintenance on the G4. So you could even not maintain it for a few days or a week and it'll be fine. That is not the case with direct to film. You need to take care of it. It's a liquid print commercial printer and needs your attention every day.
Yeah. So this isn't for, if you're going to buy, if you're looking for a t-shirt system to print on the weekends.
Yeah.
That's probably not what you're looking for.
It's not a side hustle kind of a printer.
Yeah. If you're looking to print 1,000 transfers a day, a printer that is good for the weekends isn't good for that. You want something like this. Right. So, but if we're talking about cons, I think the biggest con, which isn't necessarily a con, it's a reality, is it's the most expensive.
Yeah. It's incredible investment. That the most expensive now is like 25 grand max.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It really is. You know, I mean, people 5 years ago, you have to spend $250,000 on a Cornette DTG printer or an Aeon to get the kind of volume production you can get printing with the Digital Heat FX Cold SE DTF printer.
Yeah. The volume is incredible. The financial investment from a leasing standpoint is very reasonable because you can, with the volume you can produce. I mean, I had a conversation with someone in the company recently, and one of the early customers that they had, they could kind of just interviewed. And he's like, oh, I paid for this printer like the first month.
Yeah.
You know, because of the volume you can produce, as long as you're selling transfers and t-shirts, it can produce a ton. So it's super fast, but that is a bit of a con because somebody might say, I would love to print the best transfers I possibly can. And then you'd say, that's great. It's about a $25,000 investment. And they're saying, oh, I was hoping to spend like 5,000. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, that it's a true con.
Or it's a side hustle and I only want to print like 50 a week.
Yeah.
You know, where this just wouldn't be appropriate. The Digital Heat FX is perfect for that.
Yes. The amount of maintenance you would have to do would be probably more time than you would be printing shirts.
Yeah. And I would say the DTF printer, if you're just starting out, is a fantastic printer to get. And I would definitely pair it with one of the others on the podcast because you're going to get somebody that only wants one of something. And while you can do definitely just one of something because it's a digital printer, you'll do it as a run with 100 other designs. Mm-hmm. You know, you won't do it. You're not just going to fire everything up, print one, and then shut everything down.
Yeah. Like a Digital Heat FX or the Sawgrass or if you just want to print one shirt, it's just super easy. I mean, 5 minutes.
Or DTG or the
vinyl. Yeah, DTG. Everything else. Everything else is like 5 minutes or less. You can print a t-shirt with just about everything else. And this is just not that system. It's also big.
It's huge.
It's big. You know, you want this to be, this isn't going to be on a tabletop in the corner where your digital heat effects or your cutter or your sawgrass are all, they can just sit in a corner table. You can buy like this, the smallest little table that you can get from, you know, Walmart or something. It'll probably fit on that. You know, they're very compact.
And a 10 by 10 bedroom is fine for all that other equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it, you could really fit your whole operation for anything that came before this in a small room in your house. Right? Is that that accurate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say so. I mean, I'm in a standard size room right now, and I'd be okay with operating everything but the DTF. And then, I mean, the DTG could, but if you have a pre-treater and all that stuff, it's a bit of space, but like definitely the digital heat effects or a sawgrass printer or a cutter is super easy. I've had all those in this room.
Right.
I've had all those in here.
It's funny. I think if you're a screen printer, like if you're in the screen printing business, you're probably laughing at all of our cons.
Yeah.
Right. Because the DTF does take up a lot of space. It has a belt dryer attached. It is like a 24-inch printer. You do have to have room for a roll. Everything's got to be in series. So it's not like you can put the dryer in one place and the printer in the other. It's all got to be lined up. That's nothing compared to an 8-color, 6-color, or even a 4-color screen printing setup. You know, where you've got to have all the individual pieces, you know, and a washout spot, and you know, it's just there's a lot. For me, one of the biggest downsides of the DTF printer compared to the others is it's loud.
Okay.
Like it makes a lot of noise. That may not be the case for future printers, and it isn't, you know, or smaller ones. But this one, it makes a lot of noise. You know, just the shaking of the hot melt onto the film. You know, it's loud. It's also hot.
Okay.
Because you're running a pizza oven.
Okay.
You know, you're running a, whenever you're running a belt dryer, you know, to even if it's screen printing or you're running a high volume DTG printer, you're running a belt dryer, the thing gives off a lot of heat. That's got to be vented. You know, or you've got to be in a big space. And in spite of all that, you can't put this thing in your garage, right? It's still liquid inks. So everything has to be temperature controlled. If it freezes, it freezes.
Okay.
If it gets too hot, it gets too hot. You know, it's got to be, there's a definitive temperature range that's reasonable, but you're not using it in the middle of a field.
Yeah, I feel that when you're, as we move kind of down this list, I think the order wasn't necessarily in price, but the order was a bit in how commercial you're getting.
Okay, I like that.
Because a GraphTech in the beginning is, you can just step up from your Cricut. You could have skipped the Cricut and just got the cutter.
Yes.
Right.
Most people do.
And a lot of folks never even got into a hobby cutter. They just went that. But it's a lightweight on the commercial side because maintenance is low, space is low, cost is low, operation of the equipment is not too hard. As we move down, we get into complexity. And when we're to the DTF side, you're truly in a commercial piece of equipment that is, that produces something amazing. But the cost economy of that, the economy we talked about before, because the output is so great, you're paying for that in size and maintenance and noise and things that are not a big deal to somebody who runs a commercial operation, especially if you're in screen printing or something like that. You might be used to with just annoying things you wouldn't want in your house, like chemicals or noises or whatever it might be. So you're kind of in this commercial range, but you are outputting almost not debatably the best transfers you can get in the world.
So just as an example, you know, we've had so far, our customers have been some of the biggest wholesale custom t-shirt printers, you know, that print shirts for brands that you've heard of or order from online, you know, just to do tags, you know, just to do alternative placements of putting on a sleeve, and they run, you know, millions of dollars worth of direct-to-garment printers the rest of the time. We've had people make a decision to get rid of their screen printing operations.
Yeah.
You know, in favor of this, because they could move into a smaller space and have fewer people run it. And we've had, you know, people that are just getting started that want to start bigger, and they understand the, you know, the commercial nature of these direct-to-film printers, and they've jumped in with both feet and done well. And that's in a very short period of time that we've been selling them.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I just can't really say enough about how good the output is.
Okay.
I was,
It's not just me.
Yeah. Even after all the, even with some of the cons and some of the issues with it that aren't cons, they're just realities really. Yeah. When you have a DTF print, it's just, it's so nice and it's really good, and it makes everything else feel not just every little, it's the little stuff. All the little stuff is wonderful on it. But saying that, I have shirts from every technology we've mentioned off here.
Yes.
They're all great. And a lot of them are honestly 100%. A lot of them are better than stuff that I've bought from the store.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
All of them are. I'll tell you, I got, this is not a shirt, but it's related to a lot of things on here. So here's this is a Digital Heat Effects printed mug for those watching video. I think you have, beautiful. You don't have one right now.
I do.
This has gone through the dishwasher a ton. This is from a 2019 or 2020, and it's still perfect. I would say it's perfect. I got an The Office themed mug for Christmas, and I pulled it out of the dishwasher this weekend. And the logo was like melted on a portion of it, ruined. Like, not, I mean, I said it was ruined because I'm in this, you know, around the house. They were like, no, it's still good. You can still read it. But I was like, this is a shame that this is, this was probably a $20 mug that couldn't be run through the dishwasher.
Right.
So, and everything we have here is going to produce a beautiful quality product. So I think that it's just a thought that came into my head. If you're investing in any of this stuff, I mean, you're investing in stuff that is better quality than the folks that approve The Office merchandise. Yeah. Yours is better than that.
And I'd say almost with the exception of the DTF, but not really. I mean, even if you go to a high-end brand like a Nike or somebody like that, and you buy a t-shirt with the design on it, you know, it'll probably last forever because it's a one color screen printed design. They had 100,000 of them printed. You know, you're not going to get a one-off shirt that has better quality than what the items, the devices that we've talked about on this podcast today will do. You're not going to get a short run. I think that getting a cutter and using Triton HTV vinyl, to be specific, and putting it on a shirt, you get a fantastic quality and a long lasting print that I'd be proud of. If you did sublimation, if you give me a white poly shirt with sublimation on it, or a mug that's been done with sublimation or something like that, it'll last forever if you did it right. And it'll look terrific. The print and cut, the Roland, if you want to do window clings or, you know, labels, bottle labels, if you want to do banners, if you want to do left chest logos, it's a great product. And I would recommend that people start businesses based on it. White toner printing is by far the most versatile product I've ever seen. And it does more. It is more of that multi-tool than anything else that we've got. You know, it does a beautiful job. There are people that have based their whole businesses on it. DTG feels great, looks fantastic. There's nothing better in the way it looks. DTF is an amazing, this high volume printer that we've got. It's amazing. And if I was going to buy a transfer and I had my choice of anything, this is probably what I would pick. If I was going to sell transfers and I could afford it and it fit with my business, this is what I would get, as long as I was prepared to invest in the real estate, you know, to do that. So any two of these, any two is going to be better than any one by itself. You know, you could pick any combination and you'll end up better. And it's all remarkably inexpensive. Everything is just much cheaper than when I started in the business. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I everything you said is pretty much spot on. I love all this technology. Hopefully at the end of this podcast that you've helped to understand which one of these technologies is probably best for you and how much it's going to about what it's going to cost you. Yeah. And also you're going to see the relative prices compared to other technology out there to help you realize that everything costs what it costs for a reason, and everything is worth what it is for the reason. We have tons of customers with all this equipment that love it. And as I mentioned before, we have a lot of people who have multiple pieces of equipment. Most people do if you're in this business. So it's great to start with one if you need to, right? And get your feet wet and get going, but your business is going to expand and you're going to want to expand your offerings and you probably want more equipment, and all these are great options. And all of it's reasonably affordable and can pay for itself in weeks time.
Yeah.
Agreed. If you're selling the shirts.
And this podcast has been worth it. The whole series of podcasts, the 160 whatever hours of content that we produce, is worth it if you've listened to this one and you never ask how much is the printer again.
Yeah.
Stop everyone you know from asking that question.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's it. Do you have anything else, Mark?
No, that's great. We'll finish it up by saying that we have an article that discusses this, and it'll be in the so go to customapparelstartups.com and go to the episode "How much does it cost?" And you can click on the article and some other links that we'll have around there. And this is the first step for you getting educated. If you're just getting started or you're looking to expand your business and maybe invest in one or more of these technologies, the best thing you can do is talk to one of the experts at Coldesi, because they are going to point you in the direction, let you know what's right, you know, help ask you questions to get you thinking and make the right decision. Because you can do a bunch of research on your own, but when you finally talk to the folks at Coldesi, they'll really point you in what you want and what you should get based on your needs. And then you can make an educated choice.
I love that. This has been Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And this is Mark Vila from Coldesi.
Okay. You guys have a great business.